Your words affect every area of your life. They can lift you up or they can destroy you.
Pastor Joanne Ramsey of Speak the Word Ministry.
So how can you be victorious in all your circumstances? By speaking blessings over yourself and blessings over others instead of cursing those around you.
Pastor Joe is a servant of the Lord and commissioned to train soldiers of Jesus Christ on how to wield the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Friend, would you like to have Pastor Joe speak in person at your church, Bible study, or conference? If so, simply contact us. Our phone number is 855-505-2297. Our email address is pastorjoe@speaktheword.net.
This program is made possible by the love and prayers of listeners like you.
His word is your sword. His word is your sword. It tells us that in Ephesians 6:17, that is all the weapon that you need. God is good.
Speak the word.
Welcome to Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries encourages you to exercise your authority in Christ.
Speak the word.
Speak the word. God's word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a message titled, God is Bringing New Things.
Speak the word.
How many of you really would like to have some change? You know, I don't know about you, but I do know that I would like to have some change. Sometimes we feel like that we just get in a rut, and it just seems like that nothing we do seems to work. It seems like instead of going, you know, two steps forward, you take two steps back. But I don't believe that's God's plan for you, and I don't believe it's His plan for me. I think it's always God's plan for us to move us from level to level. And I really believe today that as we go over some of the scriptures that He's given to me, that it's also going to encourage you, that He also wants you to go from level to level. And I'd like to begin with Isaiah 43, verses 18 and 19 in the God Word Translation. He says, "Forget what happened in the past and do not dwell on events from long ago." In verse 19, he says, "I'm going to do something new. It is already happening." He says, "Don't you recognize it?" He says, "I will clear a way in the desert. I will make rivers on dry land." He also says in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 21 and 24, in the King James, he said, "If indeed you have heard Him and have been taught by Him as the truth as in Jesus," and verse 22 says, "that you put off concerning your former conduct the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust." In verse 23, he says, "and be renewed in the spirit of your mind." Hallelujah. And in actually that same verse 23 in the God Word Translation puts it this way, says, "However," he says, "you were taught to have a new attitude." And verse 24 says, "and that you put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness." And so I've started out with a lot of scriptures. So I would recommend and suggest to you that you get a pencil and piece of paper and write down some of these scriptures, so that you can do like the Bereans did in the book of Acts and go back and read these verses, meditate on these words, and see for yourself what the Lord wants for you. Don't just take my word for it. You know, I remember, friends, not long ago, I was listening to another minister teach the word, and as she spoke, she began to share something that the Lord had spoken into her spirit. And as she shared it, the Lord impressed upon me to write it down and to pass it along. And this is what she heard the Lord say to her. "Treat the devil the same way you treat the Lord. Just don't do what he says." You know, that's really a mouthful right there. As a matter of fact, I'm going to repeat that. He said, "Treat the devil the same way you treat the Lord. Just don't do what he says." You know, I want you to think about that and let that soak in, because there are so many people that are always complaining about what the devil is telling them. I even hear people say, "The devil has really been on my back all week." And I'm thinking, why is the devil on your back? Brothers and sisters, how often do we listen to the devil, and how often do we do what he says? those lies that he's placing in our ears, and instead of that still small voice that God speaks to us, instead of having an ear for what God has to say. As a matter of fact, he tells us in Lamentations 3, verses 22 and 23, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercy never comes to an end, and they're new every morning, and great is your faithfulness. You know, I think that verse alone there is just really awesome, that his mercy is new every morning, and great is our Father's faithfulness. And I'd also like to remind you, brothers and sisters, that every morning, each morning is another opportunity for you to reflect on God's work in your life. Each and every day, your slate and my slate is being wiped clean by Jesus' sacrifice on the cross. As we look at our lives from the perspective of victory on the cross, we can know that God is faithful to his promise, and his mercy will not run out. Praise God. He's never going to be short-handed on his mercy. As a matter of fact, he tells us that his mercy is fresh anew every morning. In Isaiah 42, verse 9, in New King James, it says, "Behold, the former things have come to pass, and new things, he says, I declare." He says, "Before they spring forth, he says, I tell you of them." And he does. I do know, without a doubt, that when we're praying and we're listening to the Lord, not just having a one-sided conversation with our Father, not just going in there and spending a half an hour or 20 minutes telling him all about our situation, all of our problems, but we actually have a relationship with him and we're talking to him and then we give him a chance to answer us, I do believe that he's speaking to you too. Today, we're going to stop listening to the devil. We're going to stop listening to his lies. It's his lies that keeps holding you back. It's not God. And we're going to make a resolution. It's a different kind of revolution because I do not make New Year's resolutions. But I think that we can make an exception today on resolutions. And let me say this, that you can't, you cannot do it on your own. You're going to need the help of the Holy Spirit. We're going to make a vow today to only have an ear to hear what our Father has to say. And that's the vow that we're going to make, to hear that still small voice that the Lord is always speaking to us. We're going to make a vow to stop believing the lies that the devil is feeding us, because he is a liar, saints, and the truth is not in him. According to John 8:44, he is the father of lies, and he only speaks what comes natural to him. Lies is just a natural thing to him. You know, and sometimes I think you'll notice that as people that can be the same way, that one that he has influence over, there are some people that you can take them by their word. You know, back in my day when I was growing up, it seemed like your handshake, you know, would be good enough, you know, a word, and people would take you, you know, you had a reputation of being truthful and a good character. And so people would just take your word for it. But even though we still have people today with good character and that you can trust them, we really can't do that so much today, because we really have to have everything in writing. And even then, when we have everything in writing, you know, the people will try to come in and counsel out and get out of what they have written. We're going to make a vow to stop believing the lies that the devil feeds us, as I said before. And in Revelation 12:10, we have to know that according to God, he is the accuser of the brethren. He's talking about us. As a matter of fact, saints, let us repeat this together. Let us declare out loud today, wherever you might be, we're going to give ourselves wholly. Just confess that we're going, that you are and I am, going to give ourselves wholly to the Word of God and to the Spirit of God, because we are his sheep and we will not follow strange voices. Amen. You know, John 10:4 tells us, brothers and sisters, in the New Living Translation, that the sheep follow the shepherd because they know his voice. They won't follow a stranger because they'll run from him because they don't know his voice. Jesus said that he is a good shepherd and he knows his own sheep and his own sheep know him. You know, I think about that as a parent. I'm a mother and a grandmother, and you're always telling your children, you know, not to be following strangers and not to talk to strangers. And this is really what Jesus is trying to tell us today, is just talk to him and not talk to strangers. And in this case, we're talking about Satan. We don't want to be listening to him when he puts these thoughts and ideas in our head. We need to know enough about the Word of God to know that what he is saying does not line up with the Word. So therefore, you know it's not God speaking to you. You know it's the enemy speaking to you.
Speak the Word to your body. Speak the Word to your mind. Speak the Word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
You've been listening to Speak the Word with Pastor Joanne Ramsey. We hope today's message has spoken to your heart in a special way. In just a moment, Pastor Joe will be back with some final words. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. We also provide free books and audio CDs to those who cannot afford them, thanks to donations from listeners like you. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speakthewordministry.net. We're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's book titled The Weapons of a Warrior, A Soldier's Handbook for Spiritual Warfare. When you're in a faith battle, are you prepared to stand with God at all costs? Pastor Joe lays out a step-by-step plan that every believer can use to overcome opposition, including important measures to see your full potential in Christ and how to stand strong in turbulent times. Just ask for a copy of The Weapons of a Warrior by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. Again, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly at Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a final word.
Hello, saints. This is Pastor Joe. I want to personally thank you for your continued love and support for Speak the Word. This ministry was built on a simple calling to share the truth of God's Word and to bring hope to those who need it most. And because of you, that is exactly what is happening. God is using this ministry to give you encouragement and to remind you that you're never alone. God is with you, and He will never leave you. Here at Speak the Word, we believe God is calling us to even more. We want to expand the ministry to reach additional radio stations across the country, because the truth is there are people who are hungry for God's Word, and that's why your partnership is so important. Today, I want to ask you to prayerfully consider making a financial gift to Speak the Word Ministry, whether it's a one-time gift or a monthly partnership. Your support will directly help us grow this ministry and reach more lives for Christ. You can easily give by visiting our website at PastorJoeRamsey.com. Thank you from my heart for helping us bring hope through the Word of God. And always remember, there is power in the spoken Word of God, and may God bless you.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've been with us today. Join us next time here on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand. Against the word of God. Against the word.